Unit 8. Triathlon. One sport born of three. Almost everyone can agree that, taken individually, swimming, cycling, and running are each very demanding sports that require physical endurance and stamina in order to be competitive. Athletes competing in these events must be in top condition, both in body and mind. They must also master the many techniques that allow the athlete to overcome the competition and emerge as the winner. In a triathlon, these three challenging sports are merged into one grueling event that athletes execute in special ways. The goal of the triathlon is to complete all three courses, swimming, cycling, and running, with the best total finishing time. Triathlons are timed in sections with a time for each of the three events. The time it takes for an athlete to change and transition from one event to the next is measured as well. This valuable time is recorded under a special designation called tee time, where every millisecond counts. Therefore, the most important thing an athlete training for the triathlon must remember is that the competition is not with the opponents, but rather with the clock and with the course. To beat the clock, athletes competing in a triathlon perform each individual sport differently than they would if they were doing each separately. For example, during the swimming section of the event, triathletes will use their legs less vigorously than they normally would when swimming competitively in a single swimming event. This strategy is used in order to save their leg muscles for the cycling and the running events that follow. Some also use altered swim strokes to conserve energy and maximize effort. Triathletes also execute the cycling and running events differently. While biking, competitors use specially designed bicycles and employ a modified pedaling rhythm in order to keep the muscles of the legs loose and relaxed. To better handle the run, triathletes train by applying bricks of hard cycling followed by hard running. This is done to prepare the athlete's body for the shock of suddenly transitioning from the cycling event to the more physically demanding running event.